This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And we are in for a treat. We haven't had one of these shows in a while. And it's not my fault. It's my special guest co-host fault. Because every time I'm like, hey, we ready to do this? Oh, P, I can't that week. Oh, P, I can't that week. Can anyone guess who I might be talking about and what kind of show we're going to be having tonight? It is our special dad's edition with my special guest co-host, funny man and dad, Frank Spadone. Frank.
Yes. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Sorry. I know it's been a while, but you know, after all the crap that happened those 2 years, I got really busy and there's always, and then my mom.
You have to work.
And I got to work. And then my mom has, you know, appointments. And the weird thing is it's traveling sometimes. It's not even right. It's sometimes you're on the road. And like I said, as my mom's getting older, I'm her taxi cab.
So are you saying that I come second to your mom and your career and your family?
Absolutely. I come second to my mom.
As I should. Frank, do you want to introduce our second dad?
Oh yeah. I'd love to. This guy, first of all, he's a comedian. He's hilarious. He knows my family. Like I've known him for a long time. He's known as the Renaissance Man. He produces shows. He's brought some big names like Cedric. He'll tell you. Just big names in comedy. Give it up for my brother from another mother, Jay Martin.
Yeah. Oh, booyaka, booyaka. What's going on, folks? As you can hear from the two booyakas, you might be able to test where I come from. He did say brother from another mother, and that's true. That's my man, Frank Spadone. Yours truly, Jay Martin. Happy to be a part of this. Proud dad. And I got to say something, Pina, before I get started.
Tell me.
Me and Frank, we go back like car seats, like way back. we lean back like Fat Joe. I used to work with Frank's sisters, two of Frank's sisters.
I heard.
Yeah, and we used to crack jokes. What was funny that his sister, we'll call her T for the show, used to say, you remind me of my brother. You should meet my brother. You're funny, but not as funny as my brother. I'm like, who is this brother? And then we started to work together, but we had heard about each other right before that. And it was an instant bond since. So happy to be here.
You know, this is really funny because, so you met Frank through his sisters.
Yeah.
I met Frank through my sister, kind of.
Serious?
Look out.
Because my sister, we're three girls in the family, so I'm the baby. And the middle sister, Lisa, actually went to school for Frank. And everyone knows Frank is a comedian. But Frank, what did you go to school for?
So we went to school together, me and Pina's sister, and I was at Humber for the photography program, and that's what I was doing. And believe it or not, that's what led me to stand-up comedy. Like, it's in a lot of my bios, but you know, who reads bios? Yeah. So I actually got to know Pina through her sister. I don't know if we want to say names.
I said Lisa. Lisa, I don't care about my family.
Said it. And it's crazy. It's crazy. Same thing. When I met Jay, I felt like I knew him already because my sisters would say, hey, you got to meet. He's like the Jamaican version of you. And he's the Italian.
Wait, hold on a second. Jay, yes. You're Jamaican? I thought you were Italian like us.
Aren't we really just the same? Minus the pigmentation. We are.
Totally.
We are the same. That's what
it's funny. And he says we go with like car seats way back. The only problem is now at our age, it's tough to get back up unless you got power seats.
Well, can I say that just before the show started, so we're on Zoom and, you know, talk about dad life. These guys are having a conversation about it feels like there's a stone there or it's heavy or I don't know what you were saying, Frank. And I'm like, what did I just walk into? What are you guys talking about? And I hear yoga. And then it's like, you know, well, the doctor said that, you know, she's going to fix me. And I didn't believe her because how does she know what pain I feel? And I'm like, this is so a dad show.
It is a dad show. Yes.
You know, that's the funny thing, right? When first, you know, when you're younger, you talk about your life and your career and how things are going and maybe a little bit of sports. And did you watch this or that? Did you watch the game last night? And then you get to an age where you're talking about, yeah, your ailments. And I know it sounded like a kidney stone. We're talking about our hips.
Our hips, yes. It's I so got to jump in and tell you guys, truth be told, it was COVID and my hips were killing me. And you know, you couldn't get into the hospitals to visit anybody.
Yeah.
But surgeons had time on their hands. And I did what every good Canadian should do. I took my OHIP to get a new hip. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Funny thing. But it was worked. It was great. At first, I'm not going to lie, I was hypocritical about
it. Oh.
But I'm happy now. I could run now. I could win a race and lose, but I could run.
That's what I wanted to ask, because I jog and I feel like the jogging is what I have. My right hip's been bugging me and it's tight. Can you jog again? Can you?
Yeah. I went and played soccer with comedian John Paul. They did run circles around me and I was a soccer star in my mind's eye. But but after the hip thing, yeah, I scored one goal. But yeah, they were walking. Ooh. The lateral movement is just gone. And again, we're carrying a lot more lbs than we used to. Right.
Yeah. A little more pounds for sure.
Yeah, just a few.
Under my chin already. Anyway.
Just a few. So, Jay, how many kids do you have? Our audience wants to know. They need to know about the dads on the show, right? So they know Frank pretty well. Yes. What about you?
I have four in total. And like your household, I had three girls first. And I was like, God, they're amazing. Because girls are different. You can tell how you had your three sisters. You guys were alike, but you had your own way. You had to treat each one differently. I had three girls and they're all different in their own way. And then God gave me a son. And I was like, why, Jesus? You were doing so well. Because the sons are nothing like the daughters. Every time I'm talking to this kid, I'd have to be like, hey, what are you doing, man? Huh? Brush your teeth. What? That's that slow. What? Comb your hair. I'm like, why does it take you so long to the manifest words? And people were like, you should get this kid checked out. Maybe something's wrong with him. But I got him checked out and it finds out that he's smarter than his sisters. He's just lazy. It's just different.
He's very good.
The girls were very good in school. They got scholarships. One has her master's. Two have their master's.
Hold on. How old are these children? Because I'm looking at you and I'm like, master's? I don't think they give out masters in elementary school.
No, man, I just look young. You guys, I'm sorry, Italians, but black don't crack. You heard the rules. You heard the rules. They are 31, 30, 26, and the boy just turned 15.
What? He's always going to be amazing. I bow down to you, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
If more women bowed down to him, he wouldn't have as many kids. Anyway. Hello.
Yes. So I thought this was the daddy show, but it sounds like it's the baby daddy show. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We like to have fun here on the parenting show. You know, it's not your typical kind of parenting. It's what I like to call real life parenting. Mm. You know, we don't hold back.
Weren't you going to rename the show to something else at one point? And I love the name, but I can't remember.
Yes, but we're not going to say it because that might still.
Oh, stairs or something. Okay.
No one heard that. All right.
Well, here's the funny thing. So now we're talking about linking everything. You had three girls and then the boy, and that's the story of my parents. You know, two of my sisters. So there's three. And then my mom didn't want any more kids and my dad slipped one by the goalie and then the boy came out.
Hey, Frankie.
He was stabbed. Finally, I got the boy, you know, and my sisters are beautiful and wonderful. But he was so happy because he, you know, someone had to pass the Spadone name on. So, so similar.
Yes. Three
sisters. I got three older sisters. I'm the younger boy and I was the smartest one too. Anyway, I hope you're listening.
You know what? I got to say, I really felt when you were saying, Jay, you were talking about your son, and you're like, did you brush your teeth? Did you comb your hair? Because that reminds me of my little guy, Marcus. I've got two girls and a boy.
See?
And they're 12, 10, and my little guy's 8. And he, too, is a brainiac. Like, zero effort. Just, goes to school. Yeah, whatever. And then just aces everything. And I'm like, how does he do it?
How?
He didn't get it from his mama.
Same thing. I look at his report card and he's got all these excellence. And I go, how much do you want per E? And he goes, give me $10. I'll take 10.
He's smart.
So now I'm 190 out of pocket. because of this little smart ass, and he still won't brush his teeth when I tell him to. I just don't get this. How much is for toothpaste? Is that $10? Help me out, Frank.
I know. You know what's crazy? I wish my sons were the same. My older guy's doing better in high school, but my younger one, I have to say, I haven't dished out any cash lately.
I love how we're just throwing the kids under the bus right now. But you know what? We have a whole hour to do that because it is our special dad's edition of the Parenting Show tonight. Don't go anywhere because we will be back with more. We've got Frank Spadone and we've got Jay Martin right here on the Parenting Show.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Tonight, we have our special dad's edition of The Parenting Show with my special guest co-host, Frank Spadone, and our guest, dad, funny man, renaissance man, Jay Martin. Guys, we were talking about our kids before. Obviously, it's the Parenting Show. That's what we do. We're kind of laughing at them and throwing them under the bus because that's what we do here on the Parenting Show. But just during the break, Frank, you mentioned something. You were talking about a message you got from the school.
Yeah, crazy. I got an email and I found out that on April 8th, there's going to be an eclipse. So yes, they're going to send the kids home early just in case they look up. And I know when you tell a kid don't do something, they're gonna probably do it.
So that, you know what? Don't do something is telling them to do something.
You do it, exactly. Right? But they have no faith in these kids. I get what they're saying. They'll probably look. They should have said nothing. We were talking about that. I just can't believe that they. I'm not outraged or nothing. I just can't. Are we turning? What are we turning our kids into? Like, they're going to get sent home.
They won't be able to deal with anything in life.
Now, have you guys gone through this before? Wasn't there a time where we went to school and there might have been an eclipse?
Frank, there were many times we went to school and there was an eclipse. And, you know, they also told us not to look at it. And all of us would go outside and stare right at it.
Yeah, every recess. Okay, kids, it's recess. We're going to go outside. We're letting you out. Do not look. It's going to affect your eyes.
And the you're going to go blind.
Like, yeah, the first kid was like, I can still see. You can still see Billy? Well, then we all could all see Billy. And we all looked up at the sun.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you a story. So I remember I was in junior high in North York, and I had a good 10, 15-minute walk home. And I think my last class was a spare or something. I don't know what happened. And I came home a little early, but it was the time during when the eclipse was supposed to happen. I don't know if I was in grade 7 or grade 8. And they said, don't look up. And I was one of those kids where I had a bit of anxiety because I'm Italian. And
with your race?
And I didn't look up. I have to say, I walked home staring at my feet. But it gets to a part where I lived at Jane and Exbury just – on the other, so I had to cross Jane Street, and I'm like, I want to look at the lights, but I'm afraid that that'll be the last thing I see in my life. So I was kind of looking down, and I saw a car kind of go, but not straight. It made a right. I go, it must be green, and because I was standing there, I finally went to go make a step, and the car coming the other way that was making a right in front of me honks his horn, and the guy goes, "Are you blind?" And I go, "No, I've been staring down the whole time. Are you blind?" Anyway, I said, anyway, it was like weird.
I'm trying to avoid going blind.
I'm trying not to be blind. And I almost died that day, but at least I would have had my vision.
Wait, how old were you again?
I was in grade 7, I think, or grade 8.
Okay,
I
mean, so you're like 12-ish, 12, 13.
You know what's weird is
if you include the years he got put back, who knows?
Oh yeah, that's true. 17.
And so I did look up to look at the light, and my lazy eye got fixed. So I don't know. Maybe it actually helped me.
You know what? That's a great way to fix that and save a lot of money.
Yeah, look up at the eclipse.
But you know what?
Okay, no, we can't say that because if I just
don't look at
Don't look
disclaimer,
at that. I was kidding.
We are not professionals. We are not doctors.
No,
do not look at the eclipse when it happens on April 8th.
I got a question for Frank. Yeah. Frank, you were afraid that you could have saved your cataracts?
Yeah, probably. Well, here's a weird thing is that, you know, my wife likes to read into things, and she says actually that there's a great energy that happens during the eclipse. Okay. I don't know. I wish she was here to reiterate stuff, but
but it's
not
true.
Saying look up at the eclipse, but to be outside while it's happening might not be a bad thing. Like, I don't know, but don't look up. I don't know what I'm saying now. Please, everybody, don't look up.
And it's also Mercury retrograde. So like, be What's careful that? With communication. Our technology's going to go like crazy.
Is that what's going to happen?
Well, it's also Mercury retrograde. The eclipse is happening. What's so like, yes, energy is going to be
I don't know what
like,
Mercury retrograde is. What is this?
I don't either. I'm going to jump in there.
It's...
Is this aside from the eclipse, or is this?
Yeah, this is different from the eclipse.
Okay, so
it's I don't know how to explain it. It's not that the I'm not even going there.
Sorry, I asked.
Listen, it's like it's I don't even know if I should say that. I'm trying to think of like how to. It's like astrological
that sound crazy?
Stuff. You know,
should
what
we
I
look
mean?
It up on the break and talk about it?
Energy is different. They say that, you know, the communication can be taken the wrong way during Mercury retrograde. They say don't sign documents during Mercury retrograde. They say that your electronics go haywire during Mercury retrograde. So that's happening. That's going on for like a period of time, like a few weeks. And then the eclipse is happening on the 8th, which children, if you're listening with mommy and daddy right now, don't look.
And
that's why the school about. Sent us all letters to say we haven't decided on what time we will be releasing your children, but please note that there will be early dismissal that day, because they were saying that it's the time that it's going to be happening is too close to school time,
like
and
recess,
when the kids will be outside.
Yeah,
so they're very, very worried about children going blind.
Here's the weird thing is I think the last eclipse, it was cloudy anyway. I still don't know what this Mercury thing is.
Mercury.
But anyway, did you ever make that thing so you could see the eclipse where you take a piece of cardboard, you poke
it? Oh, where you can see it safely?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But you're really
yes.
just seeing, do you really see it? You kind of.
I don't know. But you know, every time I think of that, I think of when someone says Mercury retrograde and looking up at the sun and the moon, not Mercury retrograde. Now I'm losing my mind. The eclipse. Think of that image of Donald Trump. You guys know what image I'm talking about?
No.
Where he was looking up?
No.
At the eclipse. And they're saying, don't do it. And he's
and
like
he
staring
did it?
Right at it.
Well, he would. He would.
It's so
and
good.
Ever since then, he's been orange. Is that what happened?
Well, we know it's not the new black, but anyway.
It's okay. Hold on, I'm trying to find it here. How to explain it? Mercury retrograde, and my producer's gonna kill me, because he just gave us like the signal that we got to try and wrap it up. Okay, so basically says that it's an optical illusion, which means it looks as if the planet is moving backwards from our view here on Earth. So that's what's happening up there in outer space. But there is like an energetic element that goes along with it. So people tend to feel a little bit different. If you're into that, you'll feel it. If you have no idea what's going on, you might just be like, okay, whatever. It's a regular
like
day.
If you don't know what's happening,
like,
you might
believe
feel
in
like
it?
You got
Don't you
gas
believe
or
in
something.
it?
I believe in energies. Like, I think all this planet stuff affects us for sure.
Yeah. I strongly believe in energies too. I mean, I use them to guide me, to be honest with you. And it's kind of an inner spirit that people talk about at our age, Frank will tell you. But I strongly believe in it. Like, he'll get a call or we'll get a call and be like, it's a gig. And you'll be like, you really have nothing going on that day, but you know that the energy from this gig you're getting on this call is just going to result in you being pissed off and having to come home late and having to hear your wife make a lot of noise and having to feel all of that pain. So I don't want none of that. I'll take
okay.
A break.
So note that this Mercury retrograde period has already started. It started on the 19th and it's going to go till the 31st.
That's why my wife's so irritable.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and it is our special dad's edition. We've got my special guest co-host, Frank Spadone, and the Renaissance man, Jay Martin. Look, he got a way better intro than you did, Frank.
I did, because mine was syncopated, you know what I mean? It had those levels. It was like, Frank, slow that down.
And then I slowed it down.
Show your grooves, girl.
He deserved it.
Jay, are you seeing what I'm seeing right now?
Yeah. I'm painfully watching your co-host sit down here talking about working out this morning, but devouring a world finest chocolate. Now, anyone listening as a parent knows what world finest has. If you have taken a box of chocolate to your workplace to claim you're selling it for your kids to win some kind of raffle, you have been victimized by the school system. And world finest are the world finest thieves, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. They find a way to world finestly get into every one of the godparents, aunties, uncles, nonas, grandmas, everybody. Has bought really? A world finest chocolate. So some
I hate those chocolates.
At an assembly and be like, I sold 250 boxes. No, kid, you did not. Your mother sold 250 boxes. Get the hell out the front door.
And you know what? Yeah.
So all Frank's mowing.
I like it.
It's okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, first of all, hold on, Frank. Do you have the assorted pack there that your son is selling?
Yeah.
It's an assorted pack. Tell us what's in this assorted pack of world's finest.
We have caramel, milk chocolate, actually raisin, chocolate covered raisins, which I actually like them. I know it's not the most popular.
Raisins are expired grapes. Go ahead and eat them.
Okay. Maybe that explains something this morning. Anyway, there's a crisp one that I just had that has like, it's
Rice Krispies
in it? Yeah. Rice Krispies. Then there's chocolate mint.
My favorite.
The caramel, the ones that are filled with caramel.
It just oozes out?
I have no problem trying to raise money for the school. The kids deserve it. But Jay's right. I think this is an exercise for the kids to come out of their shell. And I get my kids to ask whatever aunts and uncles and grandparents, would you like to buy a chocolate?
Yes.
But when we do it for them, what are they learning?
No, they don't get anything out of it.
I'm all for raising money, but like we used to have to go. We used to sell oranges, believe it or not.
Oranges?
I'll tell you, I went to Chalk Farm Public School and they took the L out of public and it was Chalk Farm Public School for the few years that I was there. And we sold oranges and they designated a street to us. And you think my dad who got home at 6:30 after working 10-hour shift, you think he was gonna come with me and say, you wanna buy the orange from my son? Yeah. I had to go, I had a street allotted, I had to knock on doors and I had to ask my family. I learned, that's how you learn.
Hold on, wait, I'm still trying to figure this out. You sold oranges as a fundraiser?
Boxes of oranges.
That was my next question.
Box.
Is it a bag? A box?
No, I still remember Mr. Bramanis, grade 6. I think he organized it. I hope it was okay that I said his name. This truck would come. My school would organize it, but I think he spearheaded it. This truck would come with, and we pre-order them, and then the truck came from Florida.
Florida.
Telling you, boxes of full of oranges and boxes of grapefruit if you wanted grapefruit.
Oh, that those are
people
special.
With cholesterol. Those people are still alive.
Frank, stop. What you described right now is child labor. Is what you just described right now.
Yes.
Stop the foolishness. You could sell chocolate to a school. A teacher really shouldn't have your ass selling oranges. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. So you guys all walked home from school with boxes of oranges as innocent kids.
Yeah, they had to come and pick it
Jaden
up.
Finch.
They
Okay.
had, well, I'd have to deliver it to the people, or I would tell them it was ready to pick them up at the school. But for relatives, actually, it's not child labor because labor means that I got paid.
Oh my gosh.
Is that right? Am I wrong?
So that's what child labor is, poorly
Oh,
paid for extra labor.
I didn't get paid then. So it is.
Oh my gosh. Holy smokes.
It was fundraising. I thought it was.
Did any was anyone stationed? Was there like, you know what? Well, we've got all the streets covered, so Johnny, you're gonna take the oranges and you're outside of the LCBO? Like,
See, we didn't sell it like that. What happened was we go knocking and we had
oh,
an
you're the
order form.
paper, and they would
We had a piece
order.
of paper. We
Yes.
said, listen, I'm part of the, it was awkward because like at least back then people answered, most people answered the door. Nowadays, I mean, someone knocked on my door yesterday. I still don't know who it is.
Straight, straight.
Yeah, I don't
Well, I
answer
have a
the door
question.
anymore.
I have a question. Have we ever heard of a world finest charity? Like, what world finest has ever done outside of taking kids' money for chocolate? Like, where are they? Where are they located? Where's
I
their
don't know.
office? What have they done for humanity?
But
Like, it could be Willy Wonka just going, yeah, got him
isn't it the
again.
school? But a school takes the cut, right? The
A
school
little
yes,
cut.
they're gonna take a cut. I don't know how much it is, but yes, so it goes towards
But where is
what
this
does it
kind of
go towards
funding?
at the school? That's what I want to
You.
know. Thank
Listen,
you.
I know that there's some parents, you're right, Jay, like they own businesses and they'll put the box at the front. Look, you could make it so it becomes a display.
Frank's showing us the box and how you can make it as a display
It becomes a display and people, I
in his
guess,
house.
they're at work and they're having the munchies at around 2 in the afternoon, or they want to have their coffee break.
I
And
hear a great time to put them out is around 4:20.
Wow.
Oh, well, that means
Yeah. It works for everybody.
Yeah,
The
totally.
question is, Frank, when is that box leaving your house? That's the question.
Yeah, how
I
many chocolates are missing?
don't think it is. Two.
How many were sold?
I ate chocolate covered almonds, no, chocolate covered raisins yesterday, and then I ate that one right now after my bike thing. We've sold two, but I technically haven't given the money for it yet.
Okay, and
But
hold on a
really,
scale of 1 to 10.
the school is down two chocolates right now.
Okay, hold on. So for anyone that's thinking, oh, you know what? I want to help support. How good are these chocolates? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate them?
You
The
know,
people want to know, Frank.
I like them. I think they're good. Like I enjoyed
Like
them.
a 10? It ain't
I
no
hope you're getting
Twix.
this. I don't want World's Finest to come message me in my Instagram and tell me. I
He's
think
only
they're good.
this.
They're
Give me a
listen.
number on a scale of 1 to 10. Raisins were.
I thought there were a 10 last night, and maybe it's because I was really hungry. And the raisins, I don't care if they're
And the
expired
crisp bar that
grapes.
you just shoved down your throat in
I
front of
really,
us?
I maybe I'm super hungry. Like I liked it.
Yes.
You putting me on the spot. That's
All
like, can we talk about
right.
Easter?
So, yeah, you know what? We will talk about Easter. So, if anyone would like to support Frank's son in this fundraising initiative, feel free to send Frank a DM on Instagram. Okay.
Oh
Now,
man, then I'm gonna have to
Easter.
work only cash money, everybody. Cash only.
You gotta pay tax on it.
Not yeah,
Yeah, oh yeah,
tax.
cash no tax. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Was that a big
Listen,
thing
there's
for
always
you?
tax. You just have to absorb it. Just make sure.
Oh, is that okay? You take
Yes.
it in.
You have to absorb the tax within the price. So really you're just giving a 13% discount to people. For all
So
the
that's how we have to do it, Frank?
You're Italian, I'm Italian. We don't, we have a Jamaican here. We don't need the CRA
Yeah.
knocking on our door.
We pay taxes all the time.
Of course we
All the
do.
time. All the time. And that's what we teach our children with initiatives like this. We teach them
Yeah,
how to go out there, raise
on
money.
the chocolates that we don't that they don't sell, that we sell for them, they have to pay.
Yes, this is how
13,
our kids learn.
I think that's the big message here. I think Jay nailed it right at the beginning of this conversation. What are we teaching our kids when we sell them their chocolate?
No, first? It's true. It's exactly. true. Exactly. We need to get the kids to go out there and ask friends, ask family. But yeah, parents, I don't know. We're doing our kids, I think, a major disservice if we just take the box and bring it to our workplace and be like,
I can't say no to a kid. Like for that, like if they say, do you want to buy a chocolate? They're so much better at selling stuff.
I know. Like, who's going to say no to a kid? The cute little kid. You want to buy a chocolate from me? Like,
hashtag child labor.
Yeah. Well, we've got more on child labor and other great topics after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. It is our special dad's edition with two amazing dads. We've got my special guest co-host, funny man and dad, Frank Spadone, and we've got another funny man, Jay Martin, who is also a dad of... not one, not two, not three, but four. God bless.
God bless. I'm telling you, man, it's not easy having these kids. When you were pumping them out, it was fun. But Jesus, if you knew that the back pain that comes on those kids, my God.
Right? You know, we were just talking about our kids with their fundraisers at school and the stuff we got to do for them and help them sell these chocolates. And then it got me thinking. I'm like, Easter's a week away. Mm. And then talking about chocolate. Have you guys seen the prices of chocolate in the stores right now?
Crazy.
It's insane. Guys, there's a bag. It's like 943 grams of those mini eggs. Like I can throw those babies back. Like they are delish.
I love them.
943 gram bag. $20.99. What?
Yeah. Isn't it? You could get like a combo, a burger and fry combo and
for less,
cheaper than that.
I'm just seeing how you would throw back $20.99 worth of those.
No, I can't, not in one sitting. But hey,
but it's insane. You could buy a dozen eggs for $4, like real eggs that are good for you.
Real.
You could buy real eggs and boil them.
Add Nutella to it.
Like $4.99. Well, unless they're organic, then it's like $8.99 or $7.99.
Yes. Yes. You know what? Jay has an idea there. That's not so bad. Maybe like you get a dozen real eggs, just lather them up in Nutella, have the kids lick it off, and then you can like fry an egg, make a quiche, do something. Like that's a lot more cost effective.
Trust me.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, having to buy that for each kid and the traditions that happen during Easter, it's just way too expensive. First of all, the price of fish goes up like crazy. As Jamaicans, we have ackee and saltfish, fried snapper. The Bajans have flying fish.
I'm coming over, Jay.
All this fish, it's just costing all this money. Now you want me to go buy chocolate? What the heck is going on? Easter so
right? Because you got to do the Easter egg hunt.
Too much.
So much for sacrificing, eh?
Right. What happened to Jesus?
Jesus died
lost
for
his
us.
Life so we can have fried calamari and shrimp, lobster sauce with pasta,
salt oysters, fish, pepper,
flying all fish.
Of that. I find the funniest about what you said, Frank, is that Easter this year falls right before April Fool's, which seems to be not a good thing. It's just weird. Yeah.
I know.
Easter Monday when Jesus rose this year will be on the 1st.
Just kidding. Like what?
Yeah.
I
don't
know who's going to write that joke, eh, Frank?
That's hilarious.
I'm already going to hell though. So it's like for me to even just say, just kidding.
Gasoline draws.
But you know, when you think about it, like, I don't think my parents, they might, when I was young, might have bought me one of those Italian eggs back in the day.
Oh, those are
it was one. Maybe you got it, but like now, if you don't buy for everybody, it's the pressures that are put on now. You got to do the right thing. You can't leave anybody out.
Right? Like,
chocolate alone is so expensive. And then never mind, like if you're hosting and you're put, like everyone tries to pitch in, obviously, something, but it's like, Man, the price of food.
It's crazy.
And how is real food? Anyway, real food's cheaper than chocolate.
Isn't that nuts? Because listen, at the end of the day, like you said, if you're hosting, you're doing the dinner, the lunch, whatever it is, that is going to cost you. Then an Easter egg hunt for the kids. Then, are you someone that does a gift for the kids? Do you guys do gifts for
No,
your kids at Easter?
no.
My kids are about to have mortgages. I ain't doing shit for them. Forget that.
That's what we have to look forward to, Frank.
Yeah, be a co-signer. That's what you're
Oh man,
responsible
and pray that they pay.
for. No, man, I'd rather give them a gift at Easter instead of co-sign. What's
That's
wrong
true.
with you?
But even gifts, like what do you give for eat? What do you give?
I don't
It's
know.
supposed to be
Honestly,
religious. It's supposed.
it's the pressure that some of these parents, and these are the, like, I don't care. I don't care. I'm throwing some parents under the bus right now. But these are the parents that go all out with those stupid loot bags. We don't need loot bags.
Oh
Screw
man.
off. Just
People are
stop.
this loot bags I
Stop.
never understood. It's like bomboniere at an Italian wedding. I get it. Italians would spend a little bit of money on a little statue to say thanks for coming, and then you gotta bring this thing home. And then if you're a close relative or these people, you
You
better
better
display
display
it,
it. Yeah.
or then they're like, what'd you do with the thing I gave you that represents my kid's wedding? And then you got all these little dust collectors everywhere.
So
And
ugly.
I said it before, what am I going to do with a statue of a guy with torn jeans or pants, riding a unicycle, holding a bunch of grapes over his head with one hand while balancing two birds with his other? What am I going to do with that? It's gone ridiculous. Your kid has a party,
Oh God,
it's
I
all.
laugh. Wait, hold on, wait, Frank. I laugh because I think I had it.
You
There was
had
a
one.
period of time when it was these little statues, but they were clowns, and I think I had one on
Yeah,
my phone. Someone
scary.
gave us.
Let me just let everyone who's listening that has an Italian background that to the Jamaican people, the word bomboniere is our favorite word. It sounds like our two cultures just got together. We
Yeah.
love anything that starts with bamba, and you guys love Mary. So bamboniere
Bomboniere.
is a Jamaican guy marrying an Italian woman, and the father-in-law was just like, give him the bamba. Yeah. It's
Give
a
him the
word that is
bomboniere.
perfect for our two places.
And
Yeah, but it's true.
but isn't all this really like any party and especially stuff like Easter and Christmas? And I know we get carried away with gifts. It's what I remember though is being with my family, enjoying the food, looking forward to hanging out with my cousins
Yes.
and having a laugh and watching my parents get hammered and try to play Italian bingo. And just I remember all that. I remember my
The
mom
memories.
preparing meals and they would get into the wine and they'd laugh and she'd laugh with her sisters. And I always wanted that with my sisters. And that's how we are. I know, Jay, like we joke around, we get
Yeah.
together. That's what it's about. Sure, the kids always want a bit of a treat or something, but it's like we get carried
But we
away.
used to bake together too. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? That was
Yeah.
the thing
Yeah.
too. Like baking the Easter bread or the cookies or whatever it may be. Every year I make these chocolate crinkle cookies and I put mini eggs on them, but I don't know about this year at $20.99 a bag.
Everything is lost, guys. Let's face it, we are in a financial COVID season. That's when people have to put their bank card in quarantine for 14 days to allow the pay cycle to come back and fill it up. We are in an era right now where TD Bank lets you know when you're under $100. And you're like, I didn't ask you to tell me that. I know that I'm under
Thanks
100. Just let me pay
for
for the
stressing me
McDonald's.
out.
Thank you. I didn't ask for that alert. I want it turned off immediately. How dare you tell me
Yeah.
how much I have left in my bank account? We are in a tough era.
Yeah, it's true. And it's like, and then you get the message saying overdraft.
Yeah, just so you don't
Crazy.
know, you're broke, my friend. You are broke. You got
Yeah.
about $79 left. So just keep doing what you do and have a nice day. Nah,
Right?
because you took your fees out. I'm done. These kids got to take care of themselves. I got four of them. Now I'm tired of these kids. They got to pay for themselves. They're even past the age of baby bonus. I'm at a lost cause here. There's no way to win.
Yeah, when are they gonna have baby bonus? That makes me laugh. Like, who saw the baby bonus? Like, we're putting it in our kids' bank accounts,
Yeah.
and meanwhile, my
Loyal.
parents used it, well, to buy food and to go to that Italian concert.
Yeah.
Here we are spending thousands. to bring them to Taylor Swift. I actually did a joke about this. I'm like, we spend so much money like our parents did. I go, my first concert, honestly, was Little Tony. My parents brought me, and I know a lot of you guys don't know who
Little
it is.
Tony?
But it's the Italian Elvis. And then I'm like, that's what they, and I think I brought them to it because they used my baby bonus money to pay for the ticket.
You're welcome, Ma, Pa. You're welcome, okay? Oh God, guys, this was like so much fun. Thank you so much for just making me laugh. And oh, Frank's opening the fridge. What? We're not even done yet, Frank.
Go ahead.
It's what are you getting else. Now?
No, my wife
getting ready for Easter next week.
Oh, okay. Frank's wife just she's putting away some groceries now. We love it. But guys, thank you so much. That was so much fun. And now we're ready for Easter. We have a movement going. It's parents, just stop with the nonsense. We need to stop. If we pull together, we can do this. We need to unite, right?
Let's unite. Yeah. It's not about the gifts so much. It's about the being together.
Absolutely. Jay, if people want to find you, where can they find you?
Check out your boy, Jay Martin, the Renaissance Man on IG, Jay Martin Comic, and Jay Martin on Facebook.
Nice. And Frank, where can they find you?
At Frank Spadone on Instagram, frankspadone.com. Just my name.
Also, now selling world's finest chocolates. Be sure to DM him to place your order today. He might also be able to get you some Florida oranges.
Yes. Oh, my God. Please. Cash only. No, you know what? No one has to buy from us.
That is it for us, but we will catch you guys next week, same time, same place. It's the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.